Welcome to the Star Wars Nerds Anchor Station. This is a Star Wars discussion and speculation show focused on the news, media, and official canon since Disney's acquisition of Lucasfilm. I am your host, Muster Guy Joel, Nerd 11 of Nerd Squadron. This Anchor Station is an unofficial affiliate of the Benview Network's Star Wars Nerds Unite podcast. Here, we as a community will discuss and speculate about the news and media of Star Wars. My voice will not be the only one heard on here. You, the listener, are welcome and encouraged to call in and give me your thoughts and insights on subjects being discussed. A couple of notes about the show. All comments must be family-friendly. Any foul language will cause your comment not to be included on the channel. I don't have the time or the equipment to edit call-ins at this time, so please keep your comments clean. Perhaps in the future I will be able to add a way of editing those out, but not at this time, sorry. You don't have to be a listener of Star Wars Nerds Unite or even be a member of Nerd Squadron to call into this station. This is a show for all Star Wars nerds. Speculate all you would like, but realize that some comments may contain spoilers. I will do my best to alert you to potential spoilers before this happens, but keep in mind, I am human and mistakes will be made. Also, please bear with me as this is new audio equipment and a new studio that I'm using to create these recordings. So please be patient with me as we adjust to the new levels here. So let's just start things off with a possibly easy question. Who is your favorite Star Wars character that has been introduced into the new Star Wars canon, and why? Nerd 11, signing out. Greetings, Star Wars nerds. Nerd 11 reporting in. Recently, a rumor has been circulating with regards to Darth Vader potentially making an appearance in the yet-to-be-titled Han Solo film. If the Dark Lord of the Sith happens to be in the movie, it is my opinion that Han cannot interact with him. He especially cannot see Vader utilizing the Force given his unbelief in the Hokey religion. I would rather see Han cross paths with Boba Fett. This would make more sense as Fett is in the employ of Jabba the Hutt come Episode 4. The chief of the Bucketheads' appearance is also rumored to be hinted at in the director Ron Howard's farewell tweet to Paul Bettany. If you zoom in on the upper left-hand quadrant of the image, you can faintly make out the silhouette of what appears to be Fett's helmet. Then again, for all we knew, Mr. Bettany could be playing a Mandalorian, not named Fett. Of course, we won't know any of this for sure until the movie comes out in May, although I have a feeling its release will be delayed to December. Other rumors swirling around Twitter is that Mark Hamill, the Jedi Master himself, accidentally told the world that the much-anticipated full official trailer for The Last Jedi will air sometime during Monday Night Football on October the 9th. This strategy falls closely in line with the marketing campaign of The Force Awakens, which also aired its first official full-length trailer during a Monday Night Football broadcast. I guess it is a good thing I'll already be watching the Bears and the Vikings on Columbus Day. So what do you think? Should Vader make an appearance in Han Solo? Would you be okay with Boba Fett showing up? Do you think we'll get a full-length trailer for Episode 8 during Monday Night Football? Who's going to win the game, the Bears or the Vikings? Do you think Han Solo will actually come out in May 2018, or will it be December? Please share your thoughts. This is Nerd 11, signing out. Greetings, Star Wars nerds. Nerd 11 reporting in. It just occurred to me that some of you may not understand why I have the nickname or call sign of Muster Guy with Nerd Squadron from Star Wars Nerds Unite. Well, it all stems from when the Star Wars Nerds Unite crew did their review of the four comic series of The Journey to the Force Awakens, Shattered Empire. In the first book of that series, they tend to use the word muster point a lot. Well, Josh, one of the co-hosts, started making fun of that. I, as a joke in return, decided to send a tweet to Star Wars Nerds Unite and explain to them the exact definition of what muster was, as I had been in the military in a previous life. So after that point, anytime that I sent in a tweet or sent in a email, the only way that one of the other co-hosts, Jennifer, would be able to remember who I was when her husband Tim would say, "You know, the muster guy." So from that point forward, I just kind of became known as Muster Guy with Star Wars Nerds Unite. Added that as one of my taglines, and then when they inducted me into Nerd Squadron, that was my official call sign then. I also have gone on and in my tweets tend to put in the hashtag of Muster, and will retweet their episodes when they come out and they announce them on Twitter, and ask the rest of Nerd Squadron to muster to listen to the to listen to that week's episode. So yeah, there you go. That's the story of how I just became Muster Guy. What other nicknames do you have that are either Star Wars related, or what nicknames in Star Wars do you like or not like? Let me know. Give us a call in. And this is Nerd 11, the Muster Guy, signing out.